The ocean's top predators are in decline. A new study published by an international team of scientists in the journal Nature found the population of many sharks and rays has plunged more than 70% since 1970. Sonia Fordham is a co-author of that study. She's also president of the group Shark Advocates International, a project of the Ocean Foundation. Sonia, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. Those numbers are astounding, and the problem has been ongoing for years. Your study says that in the early 2000s, up to 273 million sharks were killed every year. What's been happening to these animals?
Well, we've seen over the last 50 years a pretty dramatic increase in fishing pressure that coincided with a growing international market for shark meat and fins and even the gill plates of species like manta rays. And really lax or non-existent limits on fishing. And this is a problem we see for a lot of fish species, but it's often can be much more acute for sharks and rays because they tend to grow very slowly and their populations can be easily depleted and then take a really long time to come back.
Can you explain where this fishing is happening and what it looks like? Because I was under the impression that shark fishing is actually banned in many parts of the world.
The protections for sharks and rays around the world really vary quite a bit. So very few countries comprehensively manage their shark fisheries. The U.S. would be one of those. Other countries have completely banned shark fishing. But overall, most countries don't set basic limits on how many sharks and rays can be landed. And for these wide-ranging species, it's really important to have international cooperation because the populations are being fished by many countries.
So what is the consequence of all that fishing? You looked at 31 species of sharks and rays and found that 3/4 of them were threatened with extinction. What would it mean to lose them?
Well, just the depletion and certainly the loss of shark and ray populations, it jeopardizes the health of ocean ecosystems. So many of these species are important predators. And it also harms food security in a lot of developing nations and squanders opportunities that we might have for sustainable ecotourism around the world with some of the most charismatic of these species.
Hmm. Is there an effort underway in places like China, for instance, to talk about the impacts of their demand for dishes like shark fin soup?
Actually, there's been a lot of attention to shark fin soup and the problems of shark finning. And a lot of groups have made progress through both regulation but also consumer information. We do still see demand for shark meat on the rise. Sharks and rays are used for all kinds of purposes, for sport fishing in some places, and every country can do better.
Yeah. What about climate change? What kind of impact is that having?
We're just starting to see some results from studies. I would say certainly climate change is going to have some negative implications, but those are coming on the horizon, and overfishing is here right now, has been here for decades.
We do see that there are a few bright spots. The white shark population and the hammerhead shark are both rebounding. Do their stories have anything to teach us?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we're trying to highlight the few success stories because they do have important lessons. And we talk about the white shark and the hammerhead off the U.S. coast in particular. They're not doing better everywhere, certainly not hammerheads. They're globally endangered species. But the white sharks off both coasts of the U.S., we've seen their retention was banned in the 1990s. There are other factors in the U.S. helping white sharks, primarily protection of their marine mammal prey. But we have seen rebounding populations off both coasts. That's very encouraging. One of the simple lessons is that relatively basic safeguards that aren't always perfectly implemented can really help save sharks and rays.
You know, you are a shark advocate. It's your job to help people understand why they're important, but that can be a pretty tough job with an animal like a shark, can it? How do you get over the fact that most people are terrified of these things? They don't really care, you know?
Yeah, well, sharks, let's say negative public image certainly has been a factor It's people being misinformed about the threats that sharks present to people, but it's also can be a general perception of sharks as pests or threats to other species. You know, either people don't like them or they just don't want them around. And also that they're generally less valuable than more traditional food fish like tuna or swordfish or cod. So they end up having a low research and conservation priority, which has led to this situation.
Sonia Fordham, president of Shark Advocates International and co-author of a new study in the journal Nature that found the population of sharks and rays in the ocean has fallen 70% in the past 50 years. Sonia, very sobering. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.